Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's Mother's Day weekend, and for all my running friends, before I grace the mothers with a happy Mother's Day, a reminder, if you're listening to this show on Saturday, May 9th, you can still make it over to the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K and walk, because it is the fourth race of the Capital Area Race Series, and you can get over there, register. And it's a great course, although it is definitely not a PB or personal best course, because you'll be running through pure trails, fun run, but also a walk component. So those of you that like to walk and don't want to run, you can come, and all the funds go to the great jewel that we have in New Hampshire called the Canterbury Shaker Village. The Shakers, actually, we have a dental chair in there, and they were one of the first people that actually recognized the importance of oral health. And my guest today is Dr. Randy Tillman, who works with us at Northeast Delta Dental, and she'll be talking about the connection between oral and systemic health. And I'll formally introduce Randy momentarily, but way back in Shaker Village time, they recognized the importance of the fact that you can't have good overall health without good oral health. Last week's show, we had Patrick Mulcahy on, and Patrick is the executive director of the games that are called the Granite State Games, and I encourage you to go on to the Northeast Delta Dental website and click on the radio section, because if you're a parent with an athlete, a student athlete between literally eighth grade and junior in high school, there are four regions and they could participate in the Granite State Games. Tryouts, for the most part, have occurred. There are seven sports, including lacrosse and soccer and the usual sports. But each of the coaches in the four regions have left a couple of spots open. So if you hadn't heard about the Granite State Games, I encourage you to either go on their website, granitestategames.org, or go on to Northeast Delta Dental's radio section, and you'll hear Patrick Mulcahy talk about the Granite State Games, which are coming up in June. We're partnering with Southern New Hampshire and the Derryfield School. So the venues are all going to be local. And again, if your son or daughter up to junior in high school, they would be eligible, and it'll be a fun time. And we're hoping that this starts a trend. There are about 35 or so other states across the country that have the equivalent of the Granite State Games. So it's great that Patrick has brought the concept into New Hampshire, and we have some great sponsors such as New Hampshire Orthopedics and Delta Dental, who are paying for the sponsorships but also supporting it. There's a great board of directors, and there will be a fee to watch the games, and that's how we're defraying the cost. For example, the tryouts did not cost the student athletes anything. On the Affordable Care Act front, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, the private exchange, and the public exchange, healthcare.gov, clearly has expanded access to oral health, because we've had thousands of Granite Staters who heretofore did not have dental who have purchased it rather inexpensively on either the private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, or the public exchange, healthcare.gov. And if you're curious as to how we envisioned and strategized this, you can go to Gibson's and get There Are No Do-Overs, a book that I co-authored with Dave Cowens, and it'll kind of give the secrets of Northeast Delta Dental. So as I mentioned, my guest this weekend is Dr. Randy Tillman. Now, we've had many of Randy's colleagues on in the recent past. We've had Dr. Mills talking about health rural wellness. We have had Dr. Mitch Caray talking about teledentistry. And don't be alarmed, my dentist friends. We're not talking about someone in India drilling your teeth if you're located here. So Randy maybe can get into teledentistry. And we've also had Eleanor Vienne talk about our well-known program called Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness, and that's the obligation that professionals have, including dentists, of reporting suspected cases of child abuse. And it's funny, as I was Coming into the studio today, there was a conference on that very topic in this particular building. So it's a very important topic, and with our PANDA program, we educate the dental offices of their responsibilities to report. So, Dr. Randy, now, you've been on before, but I think it's important that people know that you are a dentist. And tell us about your vast experience, both as a dentist, but also your work here at Northeast Delta Dental. And, of course, prior to that, you had a very compelling position at Delta Dental Plant of Massachusetts, where I also came from.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for the introduction. Yes, my background is that I'm a dentist. I'm a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania, and I practiced for 10 years in New York City. I am a general dentist. I taught at Columbia University at the dental school for 5 years, and then I spent the subsequent 20 years of my career in the business world, primarily in the dental insurance industry. And what I'm doing for Northeast Delta Dental is that I am the dental quality officer. And that's actually a very interesting title, because I think if you talk to 10 dentists, you'd probably have 10 different definitions of quality. But what we're focusing on is trying to make sure that the right patients get the right care at the right time. And it's been really an excellent experience.
Now you're sounding like Dave Collins, because one of his quotes in the book is doing the right thing for the right reason at the right time. And you're right. We'll definitely talk about quality. And of course, you're also a mom, so happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. A mom and a grandmother.
Congratulations. You're too young to be a grandmother.
That's what I say. There you go.
Anyway, happy Mother's Day and to you and to every mom and grandmother that's listening out there. So, our topic today is the connection between oral health and overall or systemic health. And so, why do you think there's been an increased focus on this relationship?
Well, Tom, you know, we've always known that the mouth is part of the body. In fact, I've heard you say that on multiple occasions.
I end every speech that way.
And it's really so true. But what's happened, I think, is that in recent years, there's been much more research to really support the interconnection between oral health and systemic health. And I think that there's become a greater realization that the mouth has a significant impact on the rest of the body, and that the health of the mouth impacts the health of the rest of the body. And I think you see this all the way down to the medical school level. Medical schools now are beginning to teach medical students about oral health and how to look in the mouth and the importance of an oral health exam. So I think we're really seeing a change in the tide.
And have you seen, I know Dr. Mills has spent a lot of time getting physicians and dentists, you know, communicating better these days. And I think there's now an understanding, you know, that a physician seeing a toddler is not taking business away from a dentist. It's actually going to encourage the 1-year-old to get to the dentist, whereas the old school thought was wait until like age 4 or something like that. So have you seen an improvement in that?
I think that there is an improvement. I think that absolutely having the physician, because parents will take the child to see a physician on a routine basis. You know, the 6-month-old or 12-month-old goes to the physician on a predetermined schedule. And they may or may not go to the dentist during that period of time. But the physician can look in the mouth. The physician can make recommendations that the parent take the child to the dentist. So I think there really has been improvement on that front. Although, an interesting story. With regard to my own grandchildren, my daughter, when I told her that the first grandchild needed to go to the dentist at the age of 1, didn't believe me, because what would I know? I'm only her mother.
isn't that the way? That's your, and this wasn't really what I wanted to talk about, but I do want to mention, when did the shift, you know, for a lot of years, it was like, well, when they get to about age 4, but now, of course, like you say, when the first tooth erupts or age 1, when did that thinking change?
You know, I think that the thinking in the scientific community or the clinical academic community changed about 20 years ago, but I think the message is just starting to get out to the public, and that's probably been within the last 5 years or so.
Great. That's helpful information. So now you talked about the relationship between oral health and systemic health. And of course, I always, as I say, I really do, no matter what my topic is, just so I stay employed, I always say the mouth is part of the body and go see your dentist and buy dental insurance. But what kind of studies are there out there that talk about this relationship, for example, whether it be, you know, diabetes or other sort of heart stuff?
The most relevant studies have really looked at patients with pre-existing conditions, medical conditions, such as diabetes. And they found that those patients who see the dentist routinely and receive care for preventive or restorative care actually have lower cost medical care, which is actually another way of saying that the patients are getting healthier because they're incurring less cost.
So it's the typical pay me now or pay me later in a way?
No, because I think that the net is that the cost to take care of that patient, even including the dental cost, the overall cost to take care of the patient decreases, which is really very significant, whether it's the patient paying or the employer paying. Everybody is happy to see a lower health care cost and a healthier patient.
Exactly.
So it's really a win-win.
It's definitely a win-win-win, and I say triple win because it's healthier for the patient. It's better for the employer. What people don't realize is that, for the most part, the employer pays for the medical costs. I mean, the insurance company, you know, gets the premium and all that, but in the final analysis, the employer is paying for it. So quickly, before commercial break, what in a typical study of diabetic patients, like what would be the savings per year?
Actually, there have been a couple of studies who have found that the savings could be as much as $1,800 a year for a diabetic patient who chooses to maintain good oral health.
Great.
And frankly, Tom, I think that's a conservative estimate, but I have to go with what the literature says, and the literature is saying $1,800 a year.
And of course, it's much more about more than money. It's more about the health of the patient. But we'll expand on that after commercial break. Tom Raffio and Dr. Randy Tillman, please stay tuned after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, and with me this weekend, Mother's Day weekend, is Dr. Randy Tillman, who revealed that not only is she a mom, she's a grandmother. And congratulations, that's great. All my friends that are now grandparents are saying it's the best thing. So will you ditto that?
It is absolutely the best thing.
That's good. Very good. And again, for my running friends too, if you're listening to this on Saturday, there's still time to get over to the Canterbury Shaker Village. That race starts at 10 o'clock. It's a cross-country fitness walk and run. So if you're an elite competitive runner, this is the place to be. If you're a recreational runner like me, that's the place to be. And if you're a walker, that's the place to be. And then you're not disturbing Mother's Day, which is the next day. And, of course, you might be able to, if you haven't shopped yet for your wife or whatever, you can get something at Canterbury Shaker Village. Getting back to the topic at hand, our discussion today really is at the connection between oral health and systemic health. And Randy, you were starting to say that one study of diabetics revealed that the savings could be as much as $1,800 a year, probably, you know, even more. And as you pointed out, the main thing, though, is for the healthier patient. So maybe expand a little bit on that.
Sure. Diabetes is a great example when you're talking about the relationship between oral health and systemic health. People with diabetes have a higher incidence, have a higher risk of infection in the mouth. And that's because diabetics may have higher levels of sugar in the saliva, and that creates an environment which is friendly for bacteria. So bacteria are able to grow there, and that means that patients are more likely to develop both periodontal disease and tooth decay. Making things worse, diabetics also may have a decrease in saliva flow. So not only do we have more bacteria, but we don't have the saliva with which to wash it away. So diabetics are really at greater risk for periodontal disease. And it's a two-way street, because people with uncontrolled gum disease have a harder time controlling their diabetes. In one study, in fact, it was shown that patients with periodontal disease who were successfully treated showed improvements on their hemoglobin A1C, which, as you know, Tom, is the blood test that's used to measure how well diabetes is controlled.
When I hang around with you and Dr. Shannon Mills, I feel like I should have my dental degree. So yes, I do know that. But anyway, that's great. Now, we have focused a little bit on diabetes, but what about other linkages, perhaps heart disease? Is there any proof on that subject?
You know, it's interesting, Tom. Most of the research has really been on diabetes and gum disease. Now scientists, though, are very actively interested in determining if there's a linkage between oral health and heart health. As we know, heart health or cardiac disease is the number one killer of men and women in America. And many believe that oral health does play a factor. The linkage is a little more tenuous. It's not quite as concrete. We know that there's a relationship. I don't think we can say as easily that it's cause and effect, but scientists are studying that. There has been one study in which they found that patients with periodontal disease were three times as likely to develop heart disease than average patients.
Wow. Now, also, I know I've heard, actually, from close personal friends, I mean, people that have needed surgery, that sometimes it's been postponed because of issues with oral health. So what? Tell us what that is all about.
Sure. I mean, infection, I know that pre-surgical cases, you know, if there's infection in the mouth, there's certainly a concern that that could lead to infection elsewhere in the body. And if you're opening somebody up and you have an open wound, you certainly don't want to increase the chances for infection.
So given all of this research, and this isn't Delta Dental propaganda, this is research, this is science, why do you think it's still true that people prioritize dental so below on the list? Because there was a recent article in the ADA News, which I know you saw, by their chief economist. So this is from the American Dental Association. Marco is his name. Difficult last name to say.
Yes,
so
I'm just going to say Marco.
but basically what he was saying is, you know, after medical insurance, then people, you know, they're prioritizing dental way below, like, taking a vacation, getting, you know, lattes, and I don't know, he was particularly fond of saying that also somehow comes after tattoos. So why do you, I mean, this is why we did Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, was to get the importance of oral health out there and all the radio that we do and all the other direct mail messaging and social media that we do. But it seems like it's still not clear to everybody in the public that, boy, you better have good oral health or you're going to have a lot of other issues. Why do you think it's been slow to catch on?
Tom, that's a really excellent question. And I know Northeast Delta Dental has done a lot to educate the public. I think there's still a lot more to be done. I think clearly people don't realize the importance of their oral health and that it's not just about having a nice smile. Yes, we all want a nice smile, but it's about being healthy. And I think that this message of linking oral health to systemic health, to heart disease, to diabetes, is very important. And if we can get that message out there, it may help to drive the importance of oral health.
Which, again, is why we did Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, because people thought, well, is that like corporate flattery or something like that? Definitely not. What it was is we know through research, you know, whatever, 500,000 people go to those games every year, many of whom don't have dental coverage. And just to get that oral health message, because still, as great as we're doing in what we call the group market, you know, dental through the employer, there is still close to 40% of the population in New Hampshire does not have dental coverage. And we know from statistics that if you have dental insurance in a given year, 90% of that population will go to the dentist, but if you don't have dental insurance, only about 30%. So I always say to my dentist colleagues, friends, that yes, we spend money on advertising, but we're trying to get you patients, because believe it or not, this is a dental insurance company CEO that wants people to go to the dentist, because we know that preventative care is the key, you know, in dental.
Absolutely. And it also keeps people out of the emergency room,
exactly,
which is probably the worst possible place to get dental care.
Exactly. And we know from Dr. Mills and Concord Hospital and all that, that is definitely a big issue. The other thing people don't realize, and I know this from my work with the State Board of Education, that after the common cold, the biggest reason for lost school days, children missing school, is oral health related. Dental related.
And that's just tragic, if you ask me, because oral disease can be prevented for the most part with good oral hygiene and attention. It's just not that, it's not that difficult.
We need you to have more passion,
Randy. To floss and to brush. It really can be prevented.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's why, and don't get me started on this, but fluoride is a good thing.
Yes.
It's the one thing that insurance companies, legitimate scientists, all dentists agree fluoride is a good thing, and if you don't have fluoridated water in your town, you want to make sure that your kids have access to it, because fluoride is definitely proven to be preventative of caries, correct?
Absolutely. It's one of the best public health models that there is. If you look at sort of the cost benefit of applying fluoride and the amount of disease that it prevents in the long run, it's really it's an excellent example of a great public health intervention.
And it's so frustrating for me sometimes to have to defend it when it's really the obvious. The other thing, by the way, for employers, the CEOs that are listening to this, or human resource professionals, again, probably after the common cold. Don't get me started on that, Randy. That's a different subject of education standards. But lost days at work.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Dental is number two. People have a toothache, can't go to work. Obviously, if you have a terrific toothache, you cannot concentrate and go to work, and then forget all these other issues, that you've mentioned. So anyway, that's why I think one of the reasons why we have such a galvanizing group of employees is that we don't feel like we're just an insurance company. We feel like we're getting that oral health message out there and really are doing good for society with our mission, which is to spread the knowledge that oral health is important, and then in turn go to your dentist. And if by buying dental insurance that gets you to the dentist, then by all means, go on deltadentalcoversme.com. You can get an inexpensive program and then get to the dentist. So now that we sort of have established this connection between oral health and systemic health, I know that I'm excited to report, and we've mentioned this, that we've had our VP of Marketing and Sales, Jody Hiddle, on, as well as Dr. Mills have talked about it, but we have a great new program called Health Through Oral Wellness, and perhaps you can, in a couple of minutes, describe what the intent of that program is.
Sure. The intent of the Health Through Oral Wellness program is really for patients to have a better understanding of their own oral health and its impact on their own systemic health. So that what I need and my risk factors, Tom, may be very different from yours. And when we go to our dentist, the more information we have, the better conversation we can have with our dentist about our treatment plan for our oral health, and also the better conversation we can have with our physicians about managing our medical health.
And to me, the best example is the two cleanings a year, as you know, is a pretty good benchmark, but it was really established by like Colgate and companies like that, get to your dentist twice a year, but it's not science-based, whereas the Health Rural Wellness .com, if you register and you're a Delta Dental subscriber and your dentist is registered, it may be, depending on your score and where you are, that you might need three cleanings a year, or maybe you only need one, but it'll be science-based.
Right, and it'll be based on our risk factors. So I may have more risk factors than you do. I may need four cleanings a year. You may need one cleaning a year. I mean, it's really about a personalized approach to dental care.
So what we're trying to do at Northeast Delta Dental with great folks like Randy is to revolutionize and transform the dental insurance industry. So if you go on that website, healththroughoralwellness.com, all one word, healththroughoralwellness.com, you'll find out more about the program. If you're a subscriber of Northeast Delta Dental and your employer has it, just be mindful of the fact that we're doing this as companies renew. So if your company has a January 1st renewal, they probably have this program. But if your company renews with us in July, they may not have it. So it's probably going to take us like you know, 2 years for us to revolutionize the dental insurance industry. But with Randy, with your help and Dr. Mills and the great team we have, Heather Brown and Eleanor Vienne, I think we'll be able to do that. So thank you for spending Mother's Day weekend with me. I'm sure Scott didn't want you here in New Hampshire, but that's your husband. So, but anyway, healthworldwellness.com. Dr. Randy, thank you so much for explaining the connection between oral health and systemic health, and I'll have to have you back.
Thank you, Tom. Always a pleasure.
Tom Raphael will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.